WNBA Commissioner, Caitlin Clark Most Popular Athlete in America. By Paul Bois on May 16, 2025. Kathy Engelbert, Commissioner of the Women's National Basketball Association, WNBA, has declared Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark the most popular athlete in America. It is a balance, but she's a generational talent, WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said on the Bill Simmons podcast. No league is ever about one player, but in this case, Caitlin brought tens of millions of new viewers into the W. And there's no denying that impact. Not just in the WNBA, but the world of sports. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and I talk all the time about this. She's the most popular athlete in America, she added. As Breitbart News reported previously, basketball games featuring superstar Caitlin Clark are getting nationally televised more than the defending WNBA champions. According to Fox News, as many as six games are being moved to larger venues. While the team has been set to play 41 out of its scheduled 44 games on national television this season, it's the most nationally televised games for any team in the league, even more than the reigning champion New York Liberty, who will have 33 games shown on national TV, added the report. At least one WNBA player, Nafisa Collier of the Minnesota Lynx, called it crazy. Obviously, people want to watch Caitlin play, and you have to put the people on TV that people want to see. But, at the same time, there are stars all over the league, and you want good basketball, as well, Collier said on ESPN's First Take. Obviously, Indiana will be a great team, but to not have the defending champs on TV more, I think it's kind of crazy. Collier added that she did not want to see nationally televised games taken from Indiana but hoped other teams would be given a chance at the spotlight. It doesn't have to be where you're taking games away from Indiana, but I think you can raise the level of TV games for the other teams as well. The Fever should have those amount of games on TV on prime time, but I think other teams should have more than what they have, said Collier. As Breitbart News reported in June of last year, then rookie star Caitlin Clark's presence made such an impression on the WNBA that its ratings and attendance were boosted to record numbers in the first month of the new season. Roughly 400,000 fans attended games across the WNBA during May, making the largest attendance in 26 years for the opening month of a season, and the league boasted that more than half of all WNBA games had been sellouts, which was a 156% increase from the prior year, reported the New York Post. Across the country, WNBA arenas reported filling up to 94% capacity, with WNBA games averaging 1.32 million viewers across the big networks ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, and CBS. In 2023, the WNBA averaged 462,000 viewers. What's happening now in women's basketball is confirmation of what we've always known. The demand is there, and women's sports is a valuable investment, Chief Growth Officer Coley Edison said in a statement at the time. We're encouraged by growing engagement across all our verticals, especially as we welcome new and diverse audiences into our fandom. The WNBA continues to experience sustained growth as our league embraces this heightened momentum. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.